Bernie Sanders is waging a presidential campaign that's at a turning point. The New York primary earlier this week was essentially a must-win for Senator Sanders, and he lost. NPR's Tamara Keith reports on what might be next on his path forward.
Bernie Sanders is campaigning as hard as ever, hopping from state to state, talking about a rigged economy and a political system ruled by millionaires and billionaires. But the candidate who started out as an underdog and rose to heights few expected has a math problem. He needs to win all the remaining contests with a 20-point margin to catch up to Clinton. Neil Soroka is with the progressive group Democracy for America, which supports Sanders.
There's a pathway to victory for Senator Sanders, but I think, you know, it's certainly gotten brambled.
Very brambled. Hillary Clinton's lead over Sanders in pledged delegates is more than twice as large as then-Senator Obama ever had in 2008. Even so, Soroka hopes Sanders will stay in it through the final contest in June, running a spirited campaign.
There is not a single doubt in my mind that the strong campaign that Bernie Sanders is waging right now is making the Democratic Party better, stronger, and more focused on the populist progressive issues that we need to take on if we're going to be successful in November.
But unless something dramatic changes, Sanders and his campaign are going to face a moment of reckoning. Mo Alethi is executive director of the Georgetown Institute of Politics and Public Service. And in 2008, he worked on the Clinton campaign.
We were behind. We had a late burst of momentum, but the math was never there for us.
Eventually, a little less than a month before the final primary, Clinton began holding her fire. The campaign made an emotional and tactical shift. Alethi says there are two ways to go, graciously or lashing out.
It's a dangerous place to be in, and you got to keep your head about you and remember what it is you're fighting for. That doesn't mean you have to get out, but it does mean you need to kind of keep your focus in the right place.
On Tuesday, five more states hold primaries, and polling suggests Clinton is in for another good night. I asked Sanders' senior advisor, Tad Devine, if there would come a point when Sanders tones down his criticisms of the frontrunner, as Clinton did in 2008.
We'll see what happens next Tuesday, all five states. If we think we've made enough progress, then we'll keep on the path that we're on. If we think we have to, you know, take a different way or reevaluate, you know, we'll do it then. But right now, we think the best path to be on is the one we laid out months ago.
But right now, other Democrats are worried some of Sanders' attacks are going to leave a mark that will hurt Clinton in the general election, should she be the nominee. And Alethi says the way Sanders and his surrogates handle the next month and a half will determine his campaign's legacy.
People ought to feel good about what he did. The problem is too often campaigns in this position end up squandering a lot of that goodwill as part of the end game.
The hard part is knowing when the end game has begun. Tamara Keith, NPR News, Washington.